Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, why two people decided to spend 1,000 days at sea. One of them, she came on home. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad today dismissed U.S. accusations that his country is training extremists, and he demanded that the Americans withdraw from Iraq. It's the final day of Ahmadinejad's historic two-day visit to Iraq. It's the first time an Iranian leader has visited that country since the brutal Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s. Ahmadinejad met with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, who described relations between the two countries as brotherly. Iran's president also used the visit to respond to U.S. allegations that Iran provides weapons to militias in Iraq. He also called the U.S. presence in the country an insult to the nations in the region. Despite a warm greeting from Iraq's leaders, hundreds of protesters gathered yesterday in Fallujah to demonstrate against the Iranians' visit. Meanwhile, today the U.N. Security Council is expected to approve a third round of international sanctions against Iran for its failure to suspend nuclear enrichment programs. Linda Vasulo has this from New York.
The draft resolution, co-sponsored by Britain and France, is supported by all five veto-holding countries and at least 6 of the 10 non-permanent council members. It would expand existing travel restrictions and asset freezes on officials associated with Iran's nuclear program. And new sanctions would include banning trade with Iran in dual-use materials, which can be used for civilian and military purposes. The measure would also allow inspections of suspected cargo heading to and from Iran and authorize financial monitoring of 2 Iranian banks with suspected ties to nuclear efforts. 2 previous rounds of UN sanctions imposed over the last 15 months have been ignored by Tehran.
That was Linda Vasulo reporting from New York. The United States is urging calm in Armenia following mass protests in the country's capital. Protesters took to the streets Saturday, accusing outgoing President Robert Kocharyan of rigging last month's presidential election. 8 people were killed in the riots. Kocharyan has imposed a 20-day state of emergency in the capital, urging people not to gather, even in small groups. Europe's human rights and security watchdog has sent a special envoy to the country to try to end the unrest. Colombian national police say data from 3 captured computers reveals links between Ecuador and the Colombian rebel group FARC. The police say the documents show Ecuador's Minister of Security met with FARC's second-in-command shortly before the rebel leader was killed. Tensions between the two countries escalated over the weekend after Colombian Air Force attacked a FARC camp near the country's border. Ecuador claims its airspace was violated, and Venezuela has come to its defense, accusing Colombia of violating Ecuador's sovereignty. And finally, in business news, United Technologies Corporation is offering to buy Diebold Incorporated for $2.64 billion. The company has been trying to merge with the ATM maker unsuccessfully for more than 2 years. United Technologies is the world's largest maker of elevators and air conditioners. Shares of Diebold have fallen 47% over the past year amid scrutiny by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.